another useful article on B2B content from thatwhitepaperguy.com. Marketing Warfare and the Fabulous Flanking Campaign. For her book prize, Erica Vega picked Marketing Warfare by Al Rees and Jack Trout. That's one of my personal favorites. This book taught me the four types of marketing campaigns: offensive, defensive, guerrilla, and flanking. White papers can be used for any type, but my favorite is a flanking campaign. So here's how it works. Often one firm is the dominant player in a certain space, the acknowledged king of the hill with their own castle. You could attack them directly, but that's an offensive campaign, fighting your way up a mountain against a fortified position. It's hard to do, and you have no guarantee of success. It's much easier to use a flanking campaign. That's where you turn your back on the incumbent, find a nearby mountain, and declare yourself king of that hill. This works really well in tech, where you can create a new category with a cool acronym that suggests the latest and the greatest. Then you can steal customers away from the incumbent by calling them over to your mountain. If that company wants to fight, they have to claw their way up your mountain. And you get to wage a defensive campaign, which is probably the easiest of all. I've done white papers to help software companies outflank their competitors. It's always a thrill. You can tell it's working when a much bigger, more established company starts taking pot shots at your new acronym. Sometimes they even publish their own white papers to criticize yours. And the battle is on. To hear more useful advice on B2B content, visit thatwhitepaperguy.com/subscribe.